This podcast brought to you by the Bose Headset 10.
This is Mariano Rosales at EAA Air Venture 2008, speaking with worldwide known airship performer Michael Goulian. Michael, you have flown in the past. You started flying competition aerobatics. You moved on to air shows. Now you're flying the Red Bull air races and the air shows. How are they similar? How are they different? What are the different quirks with them?
Well, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people ask me that question, and it's easiest just to talk about the similarities, really. And the similarity is that the intense mental preparation that you need to do each one of these things. And it's a lot different. In competition aerobatics, it's all about where I'm going to do well, where the wind's coming from, how I'm going to execute these maneuvers better than the other guys to win the contest. In the air shows, it's really, I've been sitting here at Oshkosh now looking at where the wind is coming from so I can tell which way my airplane's going to drift. Obviously, we have to keep the airplane on the opposite side of the 500-foot crowd line. How are my tumbles going to dictate which way I go? And really just thinking about what I'm going to be looking at outside the cockpit window. And then in the Red Bull Air Races, it's the same thing. It's what is the quickest line through the track? And all of those things take just an unbelievable amount of real preparation in your mind. Most of the flying is done in your brain before you ever step into the airplane.
And through your competition and flying the aerobatics and the air shows and the races, you flow many different airplanes, the cap, the extra, the edge. Which one is better doing certain things and what makes them better?
You know, really, if you think about all the airplanes out there that we're talking about, an edge, an extra, an MXS now is a very nice machine, the cab, they're all good in their own ways. And it's really what the pilot feels most comfortable in. For me, I'm very happy in the extra. I'm also very happy in the edge. But they are very different planes. However, what I've done is I've taken them to an extreme limit where I modified my Red Bull Racing plane, my edge, and I duplicated the cockpit. So the instruments are exactly the same. They're in the same places. They look exactly the same. They're positioned the same way. I have the same radios. We have the same control stick grip. We have the same throttle grip, the way the smoke works. So there's no difference to me, really, from a mental image of when I'm sitting in the Red Bull plane, it all looks the same as when I'm sitting in the air show plane here at Oshkosh, even though the airplanes right now are 4,000 miles apart from each other. So it's all about being comfortable and not having to think, because if you, especially in the Red Bull air races, if you're going to spend a quarter of a second trying to think about something, you've already lost the race.
And speaking of the Red Bull air races, this weekend, actually tomorrow morning, you're heading off overseas over to London to do the big Red Bull air races this weekend. What are you expecting as far as the competition? What are the new techniques you're going to throw out there for the races?
Well, it's interesting. The Red Bull Air Races are becoming more and more like a NASCAR or a Formula One event every day. The airplanes, the technology in them is really making all the airplanes very close. I was out of the finals in the last race here in Rotterdam by 0.75 seconds, which back in 2006, you were lucky to be 5 seconds to somebody. So really what you need to do is continue to work on the airplane as much as the flying, because on tracks like in Rotterdam and London, which is a straight track up and down the Thames River, it's really all about airplane performance. There's not a lot that the pilot can do other than flying a very clean race to make the airplanes fast. So what you really need to do is have a combination of a super fast airplane and a pilot that's performing to the best that they can do.
Wow. Well, thanks for that insight. And it's been good talking to you, Michael.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good show and have a good luck at the races.
Glad to be here. You got
it. This is Mariano Rosales at EAA Air Venture 2008 for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10. Voted number one for the 7th consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.